Hey, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the 40-Day Challenge. Today is just the introduction. The challenge actually starts tomorrow with Rosh Chodesh Elul, the beginning of the Hebrew month of Elul. I'll speak a little more about that tomorrow. Starts tonight, but I welcome you all for the introductory recording. And just so everybody is aware, there are actually three chats in this WhatsApp group, numbering well over 1,000 people. And we've got another about 1,300 listening on another chat. Lots of other people doing this. You guys are all part of a great movement here to prepare yourselves, all of us together, for the high holiday season. I'm super, super pumped to do this again. This is the third year that we're doing the 40-Day Challenge. Those of you who've done it before or read the book, do not fret. I'm going to be adding new material, as I will do in just a moment. I want to thank our sponsors, Lenny Tanzer, Eddie Zarabi, Adam Singer, David Siegel, Mariana Lamnina, Soul Sisters Renewal Team, and there will be more. I want to thank those particular individuals for sponsoring the overall, and also want to, Alex Abel, it's David Siegel and Alex Abel. And every day, also, there's opportunities if you'd like to sponsor. All of the proceeds from these sponsorships go towards the incredible outreach and education work of Manhattan Jewish Experience, the organization that I am privileged to direct each and every day. Today is a day of preparation. The 40-day challenge doesn't really technically start till tomorrow. So we're actually preparing for the preparation. So I want to talk about preparation, which is the introduction to the book. And if you don't have the book, you can go on Kodesh Press and get a little discount, or you can just go on Amazon, whatever works for you to be able to get the book. We have some books lying out at MGE as well. But I talk about the American pop culture icon, Tom Brady, in the book, because Brady, who had already won 6 Super Bowls, to prepare for the 2021 game, he sent scouting tips and films to his players at all hours of the night. He followed this crazy diet, the sleep and workout routine that he never veered from. And he was just a mishugana, a crazy guy when it came to preparing, because his training was so intense. His family moved out for 2 weeks before the game so he could prepare without any interruption. So it's a very, very important idea. And I want to quote the late and great Rabbi Soloveitchik, who said that Ein Kedusha Beli Hachana, there can be no holiness or sanctity without any kind of preparation. And this is really what this whole recording and book and preparation is for. We all sort of expect Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur to sort of do their magic on us. Many people are, unfortunately, I think, disappointed when things don't come out or we don't feel what we want to feel on the high holidays. And I can't guarantee this is going to change that, but I can guarantee it's going to make a difference. Because anytime you do something to prepare yourself for something else, that something else takes on new and added enjoyment, fulfillment, and inspiration. We know, and I said this in the chapter 2, that when the Jewish people gathered at Har Sinai to receive the Torah, they weren't told to just show up. God told them a few days in advance to prepare. And to this day, we've got 49 days from the festival of Passover to Shavuot as a way of preparing for the Jewish, recommemoration of the giving of the Torah at Har Sinai. We don't just jump into Shavuot. Every day we prepare, we go up one spiritual letter for those 49 days. Now, why did God wait 7 weeks before gathering his people at Har Sinai after he took our ancestors out of Mitzrayim, out of Egypt? He could have given us the Torah right away. Why did he wait 49 days? The Or HaChaim, one of the great mystical commentators on the Torah, explains that the Jews needed time to prepare. They needed time to shake off the dust of Egyptian slavery. What is new about this chat that's not in the book? My son Ezra and I have been studying, and he shared with me 2 important sources that express this idea of preparation. Number one, before you daven, Ein omdim lehitz palel el mitoch kovid rosh, the Mishnah says, that a person should only stand from a place of gravity. And Chassidim Rishonim, the Mishnah continues to say, Hayushon Sha'achas Umitzpalin, they would meditate for a full hour before they started to pray. Right now, I don't know if we have the time to do that, but if we can just take a few moments before we start davening any morning or in the afternoon or the evening, take a minute and say, wow, I'm about to address my Creator. Just that moment can make a difference. And I want to share another source that's not in the book. In the name of Rav Chisda, this is from the Talmud, Shabbat, page 117b, that Rav Chisda said that a person should always get up early on Friday to prepare for everything for Shabbat. La'olam yashkin adam lo'tzat Shabbat. And how do we know this? because the Torah says it'll be on the sixth day, and they will prepare that which they have brought. What is that referring to? They will prepare on the sixth day. It was referring to the Jewish peoples going out into the wilderness, into the fields, and getting the double portion of the manna on Friday because they were not going to receive anything on Shabbat. Now, we commemorate that to this day by having a double portion of challah, loaves on the bread, and that is a reminder that we need to do something before Shabbos in order for Shabbos to have its power. The more we prepare for Shabbos, the more we appreciate Shabbos. Rabbi Soloveitchik said famously that we've been able to transport Shabbos from Europe to the United States. He said this many years ago, but the Erev Shabbos, what we do to prepare for Shabbos, that too is important. That's why make sure to get some flowers. Make sure to do something, even if you're rushing in the last second, to do something to prepare for Shabbos, because the Shabbos will be different. We are all joining now to prepare for the high holidays, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, the Yomim Noraim, the days of awe. It's going to be a different experience because we're doing something now to prepare. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.